Играется.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis by the second to bottom line. So says the Gemara, Haisa Gavaya Me'esrim Amo. So Rashi really gives us a Hagdama to the Sugyo, that the Gemara now on today's Amud is going to bring different Piskei Shmuais, Rashi says, different Piskei Halachais that were said in the Beis Medrash. So the first of the Piskei Halacha that the Gemara brings, says the Gemara, Haisa Gavaya Me'esrim Amo. If let's say you have Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos, which, as we've mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph, that this is referring to the Chalal of the Sukkah, from the ground until where the Schach starts. So if that area, from the ground until where the Schach starts, is more than 20 Amos tall, so now, that's possible, like we said, according to the Chachamim. Uba l'mata, and now says the Gemara, let's say now you wanna decrease the height of the Sukkah to make it that it's kosher. Uba l'mata b'karim u'ksasos, you wanna decrease the height by putting some pillows and blankets on the bottom, on the floor of the Sukkah. And by doing so, so now if you measure from the top of the pillows and blankets until the schach, it will be less than 20 amos tall. So it says the Gemara, the halacha is, in such a case, if you put pillows and blankets on the floor of the sukkah, is lo yhavi miyah. Lamaisa, the halacha is that that does not decrease the height of the sukkah. Va'afa gavde batlinu l'kulu, says the Gemara. And even if you're mevatlet, l'fi Rashi, for all 7 days of sukkah, even if you're mevatlet for the 7 days of sukkahs, still, the halacha is that that doesn't work to be memayit the chalal of the sukkah, mishum debagla daitai etzo kol adam. Because we say that his das is batal, meaning a normal person would not be mevatal his pillows and blankets onto the floor of his sukkah, and therefore even if a person comes and he really has in mind, he has gemira's das, that he's not going to take it from there all 7 days of sukkahs, the halacha is that batla daitai etzo kol adam, that that's not the norm, and therefore it does not work to do such a thing. Rashi, and the way other Rishonim learn, is that the pshat is that being that pillows and blankets are expensive, so a person's not going to want to leave it outside. It could get ruined, maybe it'll rain, or stam will get ruined from being on the floor, and therefore that's not the norm for a person to put pillows and blankets and leave it there and to be mevatalit. And therefore, even if a person comes and he has das to be mevatalit, the halacha is that it's not batal because batal daito itza kol adam. The Ran learns a different pshat. The Ran learns that a person's not mevatal his pillows and blankets there because he needs it. He needs something to sleep on during sukkahs, and that's why batal daito itza kol adam. But either way, it comes out that a normal person would not generally be mevatel his pillows and blankets onto the floor, and therefore, even if a person has das for such a thing, the halacha is that cannot be memayit the chalal of the sukkah. Tevenu bitla, you have yimiyat. However, if you have straw, something that's used maybe to feed animals or for firewood, and so if you put that onto the floor of the sukkah, and you're mevatel it there, you say, I'm not going to take it from there all 7 days of sukkahs. So the halacha is havi miyat. It is, it works, that works to be memayit the chalal of the sukkah. The kol shekein afar a bit like, and all the more so if you have dirt and you're mevatalit, so that's even less chashuv than tevin. So it comes at this three levels. Afar is the least chashuv. There for sure, if you're mevatalit, so then it works to be memayit the halal. Even tevin, which is slightly more chashuv than afar, tevin also works to be mevatal the halal. If you put straw onto the floor and you have das, so you're not going to take it from there. So that works to be mevatal to be memayit the halal of the sukkah. However, when it comes to karmuksasois, when it comes to pillows and blankets, that's the most chashav in this list. So there, even if a person's mevatalit, so it doesn't work, like we said, because batlo daito itzo kol adam. Now the shaila is that why is it any different than chametz on Pesach? We know we just had Pesach, and so before Pesach comes in, we say kol chamira, and we're mevatal our chametz. We don't say batlo daito itzo kol adam. Over there, a person could have chametz that's far more expensive than karmuksasois, and afal pike, and we say that the bittul works, midaraisa b'bittul ba'al mesagi, that it works to just be mevatel one's chametz. Why don't we say batla daito itzo kol adam? What's the difference by karmuksasos, by psukka, that we say batla daito itzo kol adam? And when it comes to chametz on Pesach, we don't say batla daito itzo kol adam, and we say that bittul works. What's the difference? And also Rashi says that when it comes to tevin and afar when you're mevatel it. So Rashi says that it has to be bittul bepeh. You have to verbalize the bittul. On chametz on Pesach, we know that kol chamira works even belev. We say it generally, but even belev, it works to be mevatel a person's chametz. So what's the difference? Why is it that we see that we keep seeing that this for this bittul on Sukkos to be mevatel the chalal of the sukkah, we keep seeing that it needs a stronger level of bittul than chametz on Pesach? And the pshat is pasha based on the Ran in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where the Ran over there says that when it comes to chametz on Pesach, really the Torah takes it out of one's rishos. Really, midaraisa, Hashem takes it out of our rishos. All we need from the person is just his haskama. He has to be maskim to the Torah taking out of his rishos. So you don't need as strong of a bittul. The meila, even a bittul that's belayed, even a bittul that's something that's very expensive could work because you're really just being maskim to the Torah taking it out of your rishos. You don't need as strong of a bittul. But that's the halacha. Those are the three dargas. That kar muksasos, it doesn't work to be mevatel it. And teven, and kol shekein afar, it does work to be mevatel. Says the Gemara now, teven ve'ein asi lefanaisai. If let's say you have teven, and you're not mevatel it, it's some sort of like parv type of thing where you just don't have das to ever take it out. So you're not positively mevatel it, but you don't have das to specifically take it out of the sukkah. The offer stam, or similarly, if you have a case of offer that you put in stam, you don't even have das not to take it out, but you don't have das to dafka keep it in, you don't have any das, you have just dirt inside of the sukkah onto the floor, on the floor of the sukkah. So in these two cases, teve vein asa lefanoisai, and offer stam, does that work to be memayit the halal? Obviously, ein asa lefanoisai is a stronger, is a higher dargum, that's more likely to work, so therefore that shaila is not negeya to offer. Offer vein asa lefanoisai, so that for sure would be mevat. That for sure would be b'mayit the chalal. The shaila is by teven and ein asa lefanoisai, and afar when you have the lowest darga of stam, does that work to be memayit the chalal of the sukkah? So says the Gemara that that's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanan. That's subject to a machlekes that we've had elsewhere between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan. Now the subject matter of this machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan is not related to sukkahs. It's related to the halachos of tumah etayra. It's related to tumas meis and specific. So the halacha is, if a mace is inside of a room, so the halacha is, we know that that's tumas oil, anything inside the room becomes tame, that's tumas oil. The things that are on top of the roof of the room, the things on the top of the oils, so those, the tumah does not go through, the tumah, the oil is mafsik between the things that are on top and the mace. Things that are on top of an oil don't become tame. However, the halacha is only true if there's at least a tefach in between the mace and the top of the oil. If in between the mace and the roof of the room there's a tefach of empty space, so then we say that the tumah goes up and it stops. Then it stops by the oil, it affects everything around inside the room, but it doesn't affect things that are on top of the oil. That's only if you have a chalal tefach, if you have an empty space of a tefach. However, if you don't have a chalal tefach, if the entire space in the mace until the roof is all filled up with whatever it is, so then the halacha is that the mace, the tumah does not spread out, but it goes straight up, and it even goes straight up through the roof. So if there's a kli directly on top of the mace, on top of the roof, so that kli will become tame. Other things in the room will not become tame. The tumah won't spread, but it'll go be by kaya, it'll go straight up and even through the roof. That's what happens if you don't have a chalal tefach. So now the shiloh over here is going to be, what type of materials can be used to close up a halal that will say that there's no halal tefach? What type of things could be there that will say that there's no space between the mace and the roof? So that now we learned in the Mishnah that bayishimileu teven aitzrayreizu bitloi, if you have a room that's filled with straw or rocks and you're mevatel it there, so then mevutel. So then everybody agrees if you're mevatel it, so then it's mevutel and it's considered that there's no halal tefach, which will be the nafkamina regarding this tumas mace like we just spoke out. Bitloi in, loy bitloi loy. But the Tanakama, this the Tan of this Mishnah holds, that's only if you're mevatelet. If you're not mevatelet, even by tevin and sreres, if you're not mevatelet, so then the halacha is that it's not batel, and it's considered like there is a halal tefach. V'tani Allah, however, we learned in the Braisa on this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi says that tevin, ve'ein asa lefnaisai, If the room is filled with tevin and the person does not have das to specifically take it out of the room, so harehu ka'afar stam ubatol, so that's like a case of afar stam, which also is batol, and so too the tevin in asa lefanoisa is batol, and that will be memayit the chalal to make it that there's no chalal tefach.
afar for asa lefanaisa, if you have afar and your plans are to remove it, sarehu kastam taven v'loy batol. So that's like a case of stam taven, which the halacha is that it's not mevatol the halal. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yossi, taven v'ein asa lefanaisa, and afar stam, by both of those, the halacha is that it is batol, not like the Tanakama, not like the Tan of the Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara meant when it said that by sukkahs also, if a person fills up the halal of the sukkah with taven v'ein asa lefanaisa, or afar stam, so according to the Rabbanon, it's not bottled, and the sukkah will still be possible, will be taller than 20 amos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it is bottled, just like it is by with regards to Ilchas Tumas Meis. So too by sukkah, it will be bottled, and Mamela, the sukkah will be kosher. So that's the different halachas, the different things you can be mevatel, the floor, the space on the bottom of the sukkah to make it that it's less than 20 amos tall. So that was the first of the Piskei Shmuel. Says the Gemara, another Piskei, another halacha. Let's say you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. V'hutz en yardim b'soich asr mama. But you have little bits of schach that hang down from the main part of the schach. So you have the main part of the schach is more than 20 amos from the ground. But then you have like little pieces of schach that hang downwards and it goes to within 20 amos from the floor of the sukkah. So what's the halacha? Does that make it that now the whole sukkah is less than 20 amos tall or not? Do we go basar the main part of the schach, or do we go basar these hutzin, these little bits of schach that are hanging down? So says the Gemara, it depends. Emtzi lasam ruba mecham asam kshera. If the tzel of this little bits of schach that hang down are greater than the sun that it provides, meaning if you would ignore the top part of the sukkah, of the schach, the main part of the schach, if all you would have is these hutzin that are hanging down, and if you would have this hutzin by itself, it would provide more shade than it does sun. So then we could look at that like it's a layer of schach, because it's a kosher layer of schach. It provides more shade than sun. So then we could say, ignore the part on the top. This is where the schach starts. Being that this is where the schach starts, so it's a sukkah that the halal of it is less than 20 amos, and the sukkah will be ksheira. Vimla psula. But if it does not provide enough shade, so the only way to be machsher this sukkah is to come onto the schach that's on top of it, and that schach is more than 20 amos tall, so then the whole sukkah is going to be possible. In other case, if let's say you have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tfachim from the ground, so it's mamish the minimum shear, and you have, again, little bits of schach that go downwards, and it goes to within 10 tfachim, it goes too low. So Savar Abai Lameimer, Abai thought to say that this is mamish just the reverse case of the previous halacha. If the sun is greater than the shade, that the hutzin, it provides more sun than it does shade, so then that's not really the schach, because it provides more sun than shade. The main part of the schach is really the schach, and mamela the sukkah will be ksheira. It's going to be a kashera sukkah, because we'll ignore the hutzin. So that's what Abaye thought to say. However, Amar Le Rava, Rava said back to Abaye that no, even if the hutzin are chamasam, meruba, mitzilasam, even if it provides more sun than shade, still the sukkah is going to be possible. And the reason is because hadiras ruchahi ve'in adam dar b'diras rucha. Even though technically speaking, you could say that now it comes out that the sukkah is 10 tefachim tall, but lamaisa being that these hutsin are running down to within 10 tefachim, so it's a diras rucha. It's a gross dira. And the Rishayim explained because the hutsin are going to whack into a person's face, they're going to poke into his eyes, and therefore a person would never live in such a dwelling, and therefore it makes it that the whole sukkah is possible. It's a shailin Rishayim really, if it's possible mamish, like it's possible even b'di'evet. That's the way Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva and others learned that it's possible even b'di'evet, that the whole sukkah is possible. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah v'lulav and Parakei Halacha Beis, over there the Rambam's mashma that it's only a psul l'chatchila, that you shouldn't build a sukkah in such a way. The lashon of the Rambam is that tzarich lizahir shlo yehutzin va'alin shel schach yardin l'soich asar tfachim kedei shlo yitzar lo b'yeshivasai, that you should be careful not to have it, so I shouldn't pain you when you're sitting inside the sukkah. So it's mashma that be'etzem you could sit inside such a sukkah, just don't do it because then it's going to pain you, so it's not an ideal way of building such a sukkah. But not that it's mamish pasul b'di'evet. But l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel, like the Ritva in Siman Tafresh Lamed Gimel Sif Tes. So it's paskin that it's mamish pasul, that a diras rucha is pasul as a sukkah. But meila in this case, even though it's chamasim meruba mitzilasam by the hutzin, still the sukkah is going to be pasul al diras rucha. Says my writer, another halacha. Again, you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. The halal is more than 20 amos. So you build a bench on the middle wall throughout, along the whole width of the sukkah. Meaning this, the first picture that's drawn on the amud. So you build the bench against the middle wall, but it goes from side to side. So therefore, you have three walls now lined up against this bench. Some of the other two walls don't have the bench there, but the bench itself has three walls. So therefore, it says the Gemara, v'yesh b'hechsher sukkah. If it has a hechsher sukkah, if you build this itztaba and it has a hechsher sukkah, so then kshera, so then it's going to be kosher because you have now the itztaba makes it that on top of the itztaba it's less than 20 amos. It has three walls, so it's a perfectly kosher sukkah. And Rashi says when it says kshera in the Gemara, it means even the part of the sukkah that's past the bench, that's technically more than 20 amos tall, even that part is going to be kosher as a sukkah, based on the rule that we're going to learn about later in the Masechta called Psala Yoytze Min HaSukkah. That the halacha is that if you have kosher, if you have schach, which extends past the boundaries of the sukkah, so the halacha is that you're allowed to sit underneath even the psal ha-yaitse. Even you're allowed to sit underneath the schach that extends, that protrudes past the sukkah. So too over here, even though technically speaking, only on top of the bench is where we have a kasher sukkah, you're even allowed to sit and be yaitse in the midst of sukkah outside of the bench because of the din of psal ha-yaitse. So that's this halacha of the itztaba that's built in the middle. Umin hatzad, if let's say you build the itztaba on the side of the sukkah, like in the second picture on the amud, so now the sukkah only has technically two walls. That third wall is spaced far away from the itztaba. So how are we going to make it that wall is part of this sukkah? So says the Gemara, if we build umin hatzad, so im yesh misfas itztaba lakaisel dalad amis, if you have a complete four amis from the bench until that wall on the left side, so then psula, if it's four amis or more, so then it's going to be puzzled, because that wall has no sheiches to the rest of the itztaba, we can't even make it have any sheiches, there's no halacha mishmi sinai that will give it sheiches, and therefore it's like a sukkah that only has two walls, the sukkah is going to be puzzled. Pachas mi arba amis, however, if from the itztaba till that left wall is less than four amis, so then ksheira, so then the halacha is that the sukkah is going to be kosher, and this works based on the halacha mishmi sinai of daifin Akuma. Daifin Akuma tells us the way most Rishonim learn that we view the schach that's on top of the left side of the sukkah, that's on top of the part that's more than 20 amos, we view that schach puzzle, so to speak, as being an extension of the wall. So we look at the wall as starting within 4 amos away from the itztaba, as going up and then bending. Daifin Akuma, a bent wall, it bends over where the schach is and it takes you all the way until the itztaba. We could only do that when it's less than 4 amos, then at least it has some sheiches to the sukkah. And we'll say this, apply this halacha mishmi sinai of daifid akuma. If it's more, 4 amos or more, if it's more than 4 amos, we don't say it. But if it's less, so then we apply daifid akuma to bend over the wall, and then the wall becomes, part of the sukkah. Mamil, now the sukkah has three walls. My kamashmalan says the Gemara, what's the chiddush in this psak halacha? The amina daifin akuma. The only chiddush is just that we say daifin akuma. But why is that such a chiddush? Tanina, it's a mishnah. We're going to have a mishnah later in the Masechta which tells us about this halacha of daifin akuma. The mishnah over there says bayish nifchas. If you have a house that the roof caved in a little in the middle, so you have a one room, and in the middle of the roof, so it's not against any of the walls. In the middle of the roof, it makes like a sunroof. In the middle of the roof, it caved in. And so then you put schach on top over there. So now, so if you have 4 amos from the walls of the room until where the schach starts, so then the halacha is that it's psula, so then the sukkah is possible. The roof itself is a problem of tasev lemina asoi, so that's not kosher to be used as schach, even if it's kosher materials. It won't be kosher to be used as schach because of tasev lemina asoi. It wasn't built originally to be part of the sukkah. So the roof itself is possible as schach, and so Mimela, the walls aren't against the schach. The only way to make the walls against the schach kosher is to say daifin akuma. So if it's 4 amos or more, so then it's possible because we don't say daifin akuma. Hapachis mikan kshera, but if it's less than 4 amos from the wall until the schach kosher, meaning that the roof, the width of the roof until the schach is less than 4 amos, then we could say doifin akuma to bend the walls until the schach kosher and to make it walls of the sukkah. But the point is that you see we have a mishnah later already which tells us about this halacha of doifin akuma. So what's the chiddush in this halacha of the itztaba? We already have a mishnah later which tells us about doifin akuma. So it says the gemara because ma'u de tema. I would have thought to say then hasamu de chazi l'doifin. Then when is it that we say doifin akuma? That's over there because be'etzem you have the walls that are kosher to be used as the walls of the sukkah. The walls of the house are less than 20 amos tall. Everything's fine. It's just that it's too far away. So then you say daif and akuma to just bring it closer. You're not saying daif and akuma to be machshir the walls, to make it into kosher walls. You're just saying daif and akuma just to bring it closer. But over here where it's not even fit to be the wall of the sukkah because it's too tall, the schach over there by the wall is more than 20 amos tall, so it's not even fit to be used as the wall of the sukkah. So maybe we wouldn't say daif and akuma to make it into a kosher wall. Daif and akuma just allows us to take a kosher wall and bring it closer. But it doesn't allow us to make a wall into being kosher, kamash malan, this halacha, that no, we could even say daif and akuma to be machshir the wall. That was this chiddush in this case of the itztaba that we didn't see in the Mishnah later. Says the Gemara another halacha. If let's say you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, and you build a bench in the middle of the sukkah, so mamish like this case of the roof, then now the middle of this sukkah is kosher, but the rest of the sukkah and the walls of this sukkah are now very far away. So how can we make it that the walls that are far away are kosher? So if there's 4 amos between the schach kosher, between this itztaba and the walls, so then we can't say daif and akuma, and memela, this sukkah has no walls, and it's gonna be pasul. Pachas marba amos kshera, but if it's less than 4 amos from the itztaba to the walls, so then we could say daif and akuma to bring the walls to the sukkah, and now the sukkah has walls, and the sukkah will be kosher. Says the Gemara, Ma'ika Mashmala, and what's the Chiddush? That mean a Daif and Akuma? That we say Daif and Akuma? Hainu ha? We already mentioned that Chiddush in the previous case of the Itztaba. So what's this case of Itztaba coming to add? Says the Gemara, Ma'u Detema, Daif and Akuma, Me Ruach Achas Aminan. I would have thought to say that we only say Daif and Akuma from one side, from one direction, like we had in the previous case of the Itztaba. That it was just, we had two walls on the Itztaba Minatzad. We just needed the left wall to be part of the Sukkah, and so we say Daif and Akuma on one side of a Kor. But maybe to say daif and akuma on all sides, on all four sides, so then maybe we wouldn't apply daif and akuma, kamash malan, no, we even say daif and akuma in bikiyai gavna. Now obviously what the Gemara means is that, I mean, the chart is a kasha, that was still the case of the Mishnah later. The case of the Mishnah later of the roof that was nifchas, that caved in, and you put tzrach on top, there already we saw this chiddush that you could say daif and akuma from all sides. So what's this case of itztaba in be'emtza coming to add? We already know you could say daif and akuma on all four sides from the case of the roof. Al karchach, what the Gemara over here means is that over here we have two chesronos. First of all, we have the fact that we're saying daif and akuma from all four sides. And then secondly, you have the chisaron about the fact that these walls are leichazi, that they're be'etzem, not kosher, and we're using daif and akuma to be machshir the walls. So kamash malan, this halacha, that we say both chidushim, that we'll say daif and akuma to be machshir the wall, and even when it's on all four sides. Now we'll stop here, but it's important to mention that the way daif and akuma works, we mentioned by the first case of itztaba, the itztaba be'emtza, that you had the itztaba that was on, it had three walls around it, but there was a chelek of the sukkah that didn't have the itztaba. So there was a chelik of the sukkah which was more than 20 amos tall. And that first picture on the amud, we mentioned that Rashi says that the whole entire sukkah is kosher, even the part on the bottom of that sukkah, even though it's more than 20 amos tall. Midim psal hayotze min hasukkah. However, it's important to realize that when it comes to daif and akuma, the part that doesn't have the itztaba is going to be pasul. So for example, in the second picture on the amud, where we have to come out to daif and akuma, you would not be allowed to sit underneath the schach that's on the left side of the sukkah. And the reason for that is because now daif and akuma tells us that schach isn't really schach. The only way we can be machshir the sukkah is by saying that schach is an extension of the wall. So it turns into being a wall. Mamela, that's not psal hayotze. It's not schach anymore. It just became a wall. So now you would not be allowed to sit underneath the left side of the sukkah in the second picture on the amud. which the Acharonim point out, so then it becomes very interesting. In this last case that we mentioned in the Gemara, where you build the Itztaba in the middle of the Sukkah, or in the case of the roof that caved in, that we're going to have in the Mishnah later, where the Schach is in the middle of the room, and you have four walls all around it. So now three of those walls we need to bring closer to the Sukkah by using Daif and Akuma. So on three of the sides of the Schach, you're for sure not going to be able to sit underneath, because we have to use Daif and Akuma to turn that Schach into being a wall in order to give the Sukkah three walls. But a Sukkah doesn't need four walls. So we don't need to say Daif and Akuma on the fourth side. So that fourth side, we could leave out Daif and Akuma, we could just keep it as Schach, and it will be Kasher Midim Psal HaYaitzeh. So on the fourth side of this Sukkah, will actually be Kasher. It's only on three sides that you won't be able to sit underneath, but on the fourth side, it will just be Psal HaYaitzeh, and you'll be able to sit underneath the fourth side. But the question is which one's the fourth side? Is it the top, the right, the left, or the bottom? Which one's considered the fourth side? So Rav Eliashiv writes in the Aris over here, Rav Eliashiv said over in Shir that you could pick and which you could pick and choose. And you could switch off. You could pick one day this side, one day this side, one day this side, and one day that side. You could switch off which side you want it to be, that the other three tzadim are daif and akuma, and this side is kosher midim psal ha-yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shar Tzion in Siman Tafresh Lamed Gimel, Sifkan Chav Gimel, he brings from the Bikur Yaakov that this is only by two people. By two separate people, you could pick and choose. That Reuven could choose that this side is the side of Psal Yoytze, and Shimon could choose that he likes this side better, and he chooses that side to be the side of Psal Yoytze. However, when it comes to one person, one individual cannot pick and choose, because then it's a problem of Tarti Desastri. It's a self-contradictory. If this side is the Psal Yoytze, and the other three sides are Daif and Akuma, then you can't switch that, because that would be a Tarti Desastri. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Bikur Yaakov that it's only by two people that each one of them could pick and choose. Rav Liashiv's Mesupik, let's say you have two people in the Sukkah now. So we have this Sukkah that has four, that you built at the Itztaba in the middle of the Sukkah. And so you have Reuven sitting on underneath the Schach on the right side. He's considering that side to be the Psal Yoytzeh. And you have Shimon sitting underneath the Schach on the left side. He's considering that side to be the Psal Yoytzeh. Can Reuven be mighty Shimon in the Bracha of Leishi B'Sukkah? Because to Shimon, Reuven's sitting underneath the wall. Could Shimon be Maitzi Reuven? To Reuven, Shimon's sitting underneath the wall. So that would be a Tarti Desastri, perhaps, for each one of them to be Maitzi the other one in the Bracha of Leishi B'Sukkah. Perhaps that would be considered a Tarti Desastri. L'maisa of Liashiv's Mesupik about it. Be'ez Hashem will continue from here in the following shir.